This is the brief on technology leadership in schools. So we're pulling from this story on hackscience.education about a tech coordinator, and it really gets to the heart of why IT systems in schools so often fail. It's all about that huge difference between building what someone asks for versus what they actually need. Okay, first up is this really flawed mindset from the IT leader. Get this, his attitude was, and I quote, "I built what they asked for. If they asked for the wrong thing, that is not my problem." I mean, wow. So even when teachers realized the plan wasn't working, the coach there had to literally argue that yes, this was in fact his problem. So what happens with an attitude like that? Well, the second point is the cost. It's just a huge waste of time and money. You know, the school's investment in all these devices and software, pretty much down the drain. And why? Because the systems were so underused or, you know, not used at all. And finally, what's the actual solution here? The source says it really boils down to two essential skills for any IT pro in a school. One, you have to be a careful listener to really get what educators are dealing with. And two, you got to be committed to delivering what they truly need, not just what was on their initial wish list. Ultimately, success in edtech hinges on making sure the final system meets the user's actual needs, not just on fulfilling some checklist of initial requests.